Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 19th of November. The data calendar is unfortunately quite quiet today. There is the release of Euro area final consumer price inflation, a figure of almost no importance. The regional data has already been provided, and the final figures for consumer price inflation in the Euro area almost never change from the initial figure that is posted. The result is that markets will generally ignore this data release. The narrative of ECB speakers supports a rate cut. European Central Bank President Lagarde was yesterday reverting to their role as a politician rather than as a central banker in talking about the need to raise growth to support welfare payments. This is not generally considered the remit of a central bank with an inflation target. We'll get more central bank speak today, this time primarily from the Bank of England. It's unlikely that Bank of England Governor Bailey will tread too far into the political sphere. Bailey and three colleagues testify to a parliamentary committee, and again, the market's expectations for a steady pace of rate reductions has been more or less established. The ever hawkish man will be amongst those who are testifying, and that at least provides a range of opinions. Over in the United States, there seems to be a lot of squabbling over who gets to be the next Treasury Secretary. This is more than a political sideshow, as at least some of the candidates will be opposed to plans to increase taxes on US consumers through trade tariffs. President-elect Trump has tended to use uncertainty as a management technique. There is uncertainty about whether tariff rhetoric turns into policy, or perhaps more accurately, about how much of the rhetoric turns into policy. And this is probably the main focus for financial markets. President-elect Trump has also said that a national emergency would be declared to allow mass deportation of migrants using the military. The scale of the president-elect's plans is what differentiates them from previous administrations' deportations. Since President Carter, the US has deported around 1 million people a year on average, although only 500,000 people a year during President Trump's previous term in office. Economically, there are three considerations. The fiscal implication, given that mass deportation will of itself be costly. The supply side constraints, if workers in key parts of the supply chain are lost. And the unemployment implications for citizens, if supply disruption is significant. What will be important in judging all three of these is how much change there is from the current deportation policy, which essentially sets the economic baseline. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.